The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness environment and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. It's the little things, or sometimes larger issues, that can take us off-road. Our goal is to inform and provide information that will help direct individuals to community resources that can help cope with life's mental health challenges. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home, serving the Siouxland community since 1894. Today we have a special show for you. It's time for the annual Tailgating for Our Kids fundraiser. Our guests today are Terry Dooley and Monty Bergman from the Boys and Girls Home Development Department. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Art.
Well, it's good to have you here. I'm glad that we can talk about this great event. So first of all, let's get a little background on the both of you. Terry?
Well, I've been with the agency for 30 years. I know people don't think I'm quite that old, haha. But, and there is nothing like working for the benefit of children. It is so rewarding, and I have the blessing of having two wonderful people sitting right next to me whose hearts are in the same place as everyone else. So I absolutely love what I do at Boys and Girls Home, helping kids and families.
Well, that's great. How about you, Monty?
Well, I'm still fairly new to Boys and Girls Home. I've been here about 8 months, but it is the most fulfilling work I think I've ever done in my life. There's something that is incomparable about being able to see the hard work that you do be so rewarding to children and those who really, really need it.
Well, Monty, this is your first Tailgating for Our Kids rodeo, so it's a fun time, and this is kind of you learn on your feet. This kind of, you don't go to a book and turn the page. We're glad you're here and bringing all your excitement and enthusiasm with you. So let me ask you, Terry, give us a little history on tailgating for our kids.
You know, I'll back up a little bit. We started doing an event in the fall every year back in 2000. It seems like it was yesterday. And we did about 10 years of having different themes. And we had one of our lovely donors, two board members, who came up with an idea to do tailgating. And we've been doing tailgating since 2010. And we love it because it's laid back. We have a little bit of competition with people coming and dressing either in Nebraska, Iowa, Iowa State, maybe something about Boston's in there too, Art.
Yeah, and maybe.
It's helped us raise a lot of money for the kids and families that are coming to get help.
So let me ask you, this is over the years, we know we've used the funds to help support the activities at Boys and Girls Home. This year, we're looking at the proceeds to really zero in on a special project of ours, and that's the construction of the new facility at Indian Hills, the Jenny Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. And your support that evening will help us complete this project and get our children moved into the new facility. We just can't wait. So with that, Monty, let me ask you, give me some of the event details for our listening audience.
Well, Friday, October 18th is the day of the event. The cocktails on the lawn are going to start at about 5:30 p.m., and dinner will be at 7 and the auction to follow. It's going to be a fun program for everybody. It's definitely going to be delicious food, great company, and a truly enjoyable experience.
Well, that's great, and I got to tell you, folks, that one of the biggest draws in our event is the fact that it's casual, a Friday night casual event. Come on over after work. We're your favorite sports team. We get a lot of Nebraska, a lot of Iowa, a lot of Iowa State, Northern Iowa. Terry mentioned Boston. Yeah, the Red Sox will be there. No, maybe their uniform will, but not the Red Sox. But it's a fun day. You can come out and just meet with your fellow supporters and have a great time. We start at about 5:30. The evening is over by about 8:30, so it's not a long night, but it is intense. So it's all about the quality, and we hope you're there to help us with the quantity. Let me just do a little reintro here. I'm Art Silva, along with Terry Dooley and Monty Bergman from Boys and Girls Home, and we're discussing tailgating for our kids. Let's talk about the Marriott in South Sioux City. It's been home for this event for a long time now, and they always do a great job with the meal and the service. Terry, can you update us on what we can expect?
We like to do high-end tailgating food. We'll have a good appetizer selection that will be served for you. They'll be walking around through the crowd so people can enjoy still having some conversation with their friends, but also get some yummy bites of tailgating food. And every year we try to kind of elevate, you know, we make it a little bit more high-end. So you know that when you come to the Marriott Hotel, you're going to get great food with a lot of attention to detail. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you, Tammy. We've been working with Tammy with our event, and she has been absolutely wonderful, guaranteeing that the quality is what we all expect. So come and join us.
Well, Tammy has been wonderful, and, you know, she deals with so many different organizations and events that come into the Marriott. But I think she has, like, a special feeling for us. I think she really gets us and our kids and what we do this for. And, you know, without that kind of support and feeling, and the common denominator that we all have is the heart. And Tammy certainly has heart. She's just a great asset to the Marriott in South Sioux City. And we're so fortunate to have her work with us. Her ideas and her ability to put things together comes out with just a great product every year. So we're excited about this. And Tammy, giving you a shout out right now for the wonderful job that you do. So, Terry, let me ask you, what are some of the challenges that you face with putting an event like this together?
Oh, golly. You know, I think that everybody who's in the fundraising world right now is experiencing, you know, what it's like to be raising dollars here. And events are lovely because you get to interface with a lot of our wonderful supporters throughout the community. It's also kind of a, you know, last minute. We have a lot of last minute stuff that happens, and we work really hard to try and make our events be special in some form or fashion. I love the fact that you can go to the community and you have all this wonderful support. I mean, starting with the Marriott, the Gunderson Jewelers, the KCAU, KSCJ, certainly. The support that we get in the community is one of the pieces that I love the most. To be able to talk with people who want to change lives, and that's exactly anybody that comes to our event or sponsors our event, it's because they care about what work we're doing. They care about helping kids and families, and that's lovely.
Well, you know, it's all for a very good cause, and that's the new Ginny Peterson Behavior Health Campus, and we're moving right along with that. And just for this is a two neighborhood project. Not only are we doing work on the new facility at 1551 Indian Hills Drive, this will also open up the old St. Joe's Hospital, the current home of Boys and Girls Home, and we'll see some changes there. Working with the city, looking at some options they have for housing, and it's a pretty exciting time. This is a two-neighborhood project. We hope to have this completed and have our children in there in the first quarter of next year. We're a little behind because fundraising has been tough, as Terry said, but we've been working with our general contractor, Klinger. They're great. They do a wonderful job in helping us through this difficult time. But who says anything? What's the old saying? Anything good is not easy, and we're working hard at getting this done. So we really appreciate everybody's support, and we couldn't do it without the family that we have here. So with that, we talked about it's 5:30 on Friday night, the 18th of October. We may have to go inside, but if we do, that's okay if it's too cool outside. So don't worry about that. Just dress accordingly. And what's accordingly? Have some fun, you know. Just come out there and, you know, throw the jeans on, throw a shirt on, and get your rivalries together and come out and be proud of your school, and we'll have a lot of good things happening there. You'll hear some themes and some fight songs and hopefully encourage you to just come out and have a great time for our children. We're coming up on our break right now, and we want you to continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Terry Dooley and Monty Bergman, and we're discussing the upcoming Tailgating for Our Kids event. We have a special guest speaker this year, Terry. And can you give me a little background on why we chose this person?
Oh, my gosh. It was one of the more moving experiences that I've been able to have. We had a former basketball player who came to speak with our kids through the generosity of some volunteers that we have in the community. This young man came, and we didn't have to do anything except open the door for him. He came in and he sat with our kids in our auditorium, and he spoke what I would call their language. He is a young man who has experienced a lot of what our children that are living with us in residential care have experienced, and it was almost magical watching the kids respond to what Wesley was talking about. He understood them because he had lived it. And our kids, you know, we are fortunate enough to be able to have therapists that work with our kids on a daily basis. And certainly they have a heart for the children when they're working with them. But to actually have someone in front of them that lived through what they are living through and is successful was just an amazing piece. It gave me goosebumps. I have goosebumps talking about it right now.
Well, our kids were certainly impressed, and because he was so important to them, we thought we'd share it with the adults. And we have our special friend again this year, Tim Seaman from KCAU. Tim will be the MC for the evening, and he'll be interviewing Wesley. Wesley played in the NBA for a short time with the Orlando Magic. That's one side of his career, but his real story is how he got there, how his life evolved. And boy, could our children relate to that. So we're looking forward to having Wesley here this year. He'll be talking with us, and of course, the world famous Tim Seaman is volunteering his time, and Tim is just wonderful. So this is just a great family come together, and I think if you're going to be here, you're really going to enjoy this evening. So also with that, we have our stars returning, Terry. Randy Stabe and Clint Voss, you want to talk about them?
You know, they're auctioneers, but they're entertainment, right? I mean, who has ever not had fun when Clint and Randy are raising money for an organization? They're part of our family, to be sure. I every year I talk with them, and every year they say, you know, we absolutely love what we do. We can't wait to come and help you to raise some dollars for the children and the families. And it's always funny and fun. They know us all so well that, you know, they can pick people out of the crowd, and they know exactly. It's like a comedy show, sort of. but they're very dedicated, and they've helped us raise, oh golly, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's pretty amazing. So,
well, you talk about challenges. Back during COVID, Clint and Randy really showed their skill and style when we did this by a virtual auction. And we have never done that before, but boy, we had the right people there. So we're looking forward to seeing Randy and Clint. They're part of our family, and it's going to be a great, great evening. Monty, can you update us on some of the live and silent auction items that we'll have there?
Well, in no particular order, I just kind of want to mention a few of the amazing things that we have had donated to this fantastic event. We're going to have tickets to Good Morning America and Jimmy Kimmel. We've got tickets to Cubs games. We have stunning diamond earrings from Gunderson's. We've got getaway weekends at Hard Rock and the Riverfront Marriott. Big Frig has a package. Jolly Time. Empirical Meats. Hamilton Touchless. We have some amazing golf packages from Shields. It's just, there's so much. We have some tasty treats. Beyond just the Jolly Time, we've got glam cheesecakes and more. We also have tickets to the symphony. And it's just, there's so much. There's something for everybody, really. There's nothing that's going to be, you know, specifically to like one category of person. There's going to be something for everyone who comes, something that they're going to enjoy, and something they're going to get to take home and keep enjoying.
You know, Monty, that's important because we try to structure the auction so that everybody can participate. You don't have to look at the high ticket items or whatever you may want to look at. There's always something that you can participate with. And one of the items every year that goes very well is the contribution from Bob Rose Point After and also Bob Rose North End Zone. They do a large pizza a month for a year.
That may be the thing that I'm going to bid on the most.
Well, you'll have some company because that's something everybody goes after.
It's very popular.
We got to thank the Bob Rose for what they're doing on this. It's just absolutely a fantastic deal. We just added, we have a foursome of golf at Dakota Dunes, a cooling a cart. So we got a little bit of something for everybody. But with that, some of the auction items are going to be fantastic. There's something for everybody. We have some surprises there, too, that you can help us with the construction of our new building. This is all going to unfold that evening.
Well, and Art, one of the really fun things is one of our former clients' daughters got us a basketball from the Denver Nuggets. And
I want to hear you say this guy's name,
Terry.
I'm
going to look. I think it's Nikola Jokic. And it's an autographed basketball. Oh, I'm getting the high five. I said it right.
All right. Okay. You got it.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he's a tremendous MVP in the league. The Denver Nuggets won the championship a few years ago, so we're lucky to have this signed basketball from him, and that's one of the things we'll have there. But, you know, Terry, we couldn't do this without our sponsors, so I'm going to give you some time to talk about the wonderful group of sponsors, including our top sponsor this year.
Yeah, every year we do an honorary chair, and we look around the community to see who's been, you know, supporting us for a long time. Oh my gosh, Premier Bank Card has been helping us since 2005, and their support has been every single year coming to our event. Every single year, they send a group of volunteers. Usually there's 20 to 25 volunteers. They come to the agency. They call and they say, what can we do to help? We're going to give you an afternoon. And they come and they do whatever we want, you know, wherever we need help. They are dedicated to our children. And I can't say enough good things about them. So this year, Premier Bank Card is our honorary chair. We'll have someone representing the company there, and it'll give us a chance to thank them for helping us.
They are a wonderful organization. They have an awful lot of people from our neighborhood here in Sioux City and across the river in South Sioux that work. And we've had a chance to go out there and be part of their rallies, and that's like a beehive of energy. These folks are absolutely fantastic. They have a tremendous culture, and they are all about sharing. So we're very fortunate this year to have them with us as the top sponsor, and they deserve it. Why have we waited so long? You know, these people have just been this forever. So really looking forward to them being here at the event. Who else do you want to mention?
Well, I think, you know, we've got this long-standing support from CF. They're with us every single year. And we've been lucky enough to have KCAU with us every year. Certainly KSCJ every single year. Gunderson's Bass Advertising. I can't say enough about the Bass family and what they've done for us again and again and again. Foundation 687, we've got the railroad,
Ooh.
I can almost say that.
They're a lot of fun.
Railroad workers coming every year. So it's heartwarming to be able to welcome all of these wonderful people coming and all of us working together to change people's lives.
Well, I'm all fired up about this. So, Monty, can you give us some more details on how I can get tickets, where I can get more information on this event?
Absolutely. You can always go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, and from there there's a link. Or if you want to go directly to the website, it is one.bidpal.net/tailgating. You're going to get to purchase tickets, check out all of the amazing auction items, you know, see details on when you want to arrive, and, you know, just kind of plan your evening around that. And also, if you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 712-293-4919, and I'll be more than happy to help you set up whatever you need.
Well, this is all great, and it's for a great cause. And one more time, where can they get information if they want to buy tickets or look at the auction items?
If they want to buy tickets or look at the auction items, they can go to one.bidpal.net/tailgating, or you can always just go to our website, which is boysandgirlshomeiowa.org.
And if you're old school like me, give Monty a call. And what's your number again, Monty?
My number is 712-293-4919, and I look forward to hearing from as many of you as possible.
This is always a fun event and supports a great cause, children's mental health. So we're coming up on towards the end of our show, and every week we end our show with a joke. Humor is medicine for the soul. So here we go, and keeping it with the fundraising theme, why did the fundraising team put the money in the freezer? They wanted cold, hard cash. Thanks, Terry. Marnie, thanks to our listening audience. And thanks to our producer, Justin Barker. We are JB Powered. Shout out to all the tailgating sponsors. We could not do this without your help. And I want to give a special shout out to the Klinger Company. They have done a fantastic job organizing this. It's been a tough year. They're working with us to get this done. They recognize the importance of this project in the community, and we could not do it. So the Klinger, thank you very much. And the Knife River, thank you very much. Fantastic support, and I just did not want to be remiss in not mentioning that this is so important to us. Boys and Girls Home is hiring teachers and therapists. Call our HR manager, Bob Nielsen, at 293-4700. You can also call her if you're looking to work at the Stuff Thriftique. We're hiring right now. You can work part-time and fill in some of the holiday hours that we have coming up. So give Bob a call. That number again is 293-4700. When Things Aren't Going Well, we'll return next Saturday morning right here at 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week? Go out and have a good laugh. Be kind to your mind.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.